This is just about the end of this story and the end of an era, but I just wanted to give you an idea of my life growing up on the Vandevert Ranch because you just don't find that type of life anymore. We had no microwaves, televisions, blenders, frozen dinners, saran wrap, foil, ballpoint pens, credit cards, and a hundred other things that are too numerous to put down. And we didn't have running water, electricity, or a lot of money. But in looking back, we had the best of times and the worst of times with many changes over the years. We had colds, measles, mumps, chicken pox, and other diseases. It was a hard, tough life to keep that ranch going, and money could be scarce at times. Somehow, through perseverance, my folks kept it going and left us a heritage of hard work, loads of fun, love of family, and a life that I wouldn't have traded for anything in the world. I have always thought that I was the luckiest girl in the world to have been born when I was to the parents I had, and that they gave me the start in life that has followed me all my days. For that, I will ever be grateful. I must remember to tell you that my dad thought the Sun River development was just great. He liked what they did with the property. He helped them name the streets in Sun River and gave them general information about the area. For this, in later years, they named one of the banquet rooms in his honor. He thought that was rather special. The ranch was purchased in 1987 by Jim and Carol Gardner. Since then, Jim has been writing a book titled, I Spied a Young Cowboy, about the history of the Vandevert Ranch. Since writing this journal, Claude and I have decided that any papers of value regarding the family will be given to the High Desert Museum for safekeeping. Claude and I feel that this is the best place for all those documents, as they will be archived and taken care of for the future. Acknowledgements. I wish to thank my brother Claude for helping me with some of the facts that had eluded me and for encouraging me to keep going with the story. My friend Bert Hagen in Bend, Oregon, who was the one who inspired me to write my story long before I ever thought of doing so. A few of those with other kind words, Carol Gardner, Bob and Joanne Orr, Keith Clark, and Fred Pursley. Thank you all for taking the time to read and pushing me to go ahead. Without this extra confidence you all gave me, the book would still be unwritten.